This is Louis Navalier. It is Monday, July 19th. Well, we're going to have a really weak opening today, and I just thought I'd give you my observations. First of all, there's no doubt that the market was starting to lose its mojo last week. Small cap stocks were unusually weak. And then, of course, those FANG stocks, you know, the Apples, Amazons, Googles, etc., became an oasis again, and they were an oasis last year. And so we had a bit of a divergence and a concentration in leadership. But the institutional buying pressure definitely disappeared last week as the inflation data came out. And I think a lot of people are just trying to process the inflation data. And I, for one, was very upset with the producer price index because it is up 7.3% in the last 12 months, and 60% of that is service costs. So those service costs are unlikely to fall, and that means that inflation is not as transitory as the Fed is painting out to be. Now, with that said, in defense of the Fed, OPEC just boosts its production. A lot of parts of the world are slowing down because of concerns over the Delta variant of COVID-19. And I do expect energy prices to fall in September when worldwide demand peaks. So there is going to be some transitory things associated with inflation. You see lumber prices have moderated, even though we're still in a building boom. And some of the inflation hedges and commodity-related stocks aren't as strong as you might think, even though most of them are going to have great earnings. So that's one thing Wall Street's trying to grasp on. The other is the world paranoia about COVID-19's Delta variant. Now, this paranoia is so bad that Toyota is a major sponsor of the Olympic Games, which are in Japan, of course, but they don't want their name or to be used, and they don't want to have any ads out there. So they're embarrassed, okay? Because in Japan, there's a huge debate whether they should have the Olympic Games or not. And of course, there'll be no fans or spectators. So fascinating times we're in. You know, the world was getting out and about. Things are getting back to normal. Obviously, in the United States, we're more vaccinated than the rest of the world. And we're going to do much, much better. But there's just a lot of anxiety, okay? And the truth of the matter is the Atlanta Fed has our economy growing at 7.5% right now. That was a Friday revision, down from 7.9. But a lot of economists think we're going to be growing at 9.91 in this quarter, in the second quarter. So that's pretty good. And the order backlogs are so big, the third quarter growth is going to be pushing 6%. And the fourth quarter growth, it's hard to estimate that. I think about 2.8. So we're looking at one of the strongest years ever for economic growth. The reason earnings are peaking is just because of the way the year-over-year comparisons fall. But our stocks are going to continue to sustain strong sales and earnings. Now, it's perfectly normal, okay, just before earnings season for shorts to try to freak everybody out, flush everybody out. And I just want to encourage everybody, don't do that, okay? This is a game Wall Street plays four times a year, and the shorts can get buried by the good sales and earnings and guidance, and things will be fine. But we have to let the earnings come out. Now, Wall Street is not as liquid as we want it to be, okay? Whether you like it or not, it does trade by appointment, okay? And can you sell any day? Absolutely, but you'll sell at a discount. And you'll see that in the ETF industry on days like today. A lot of the ETFs will be trading at huge discounts rather than underlying net asset value. And that can cause more panic selling because the ETFs themselves become more volatile. But it's pretty futile to sell into a deep discount, and especially when Markets like to oscillate and will probably bounce the next day. One last thing. The 10-year Treasury, as I speak to you right now, is 1.22% and falling. Folks, let's just step back and think about this, okay? Inflation goes up, Treasury yields fall. The official excuse is everybody thinks it's peak sales earnings momentum, inflation's transitory. This makes no sense. What makes more sense is we're going down the path that Europe went down of unlimited money printing. It's called modern monetary theory. It was adopted by Mario Draghi, who was the former head of the European Central Bank. Now he's the Italian prime minister. You want to be a popular politician? Just print a lot of money and hand it out to people. And that's the path we're on right now, okay? And I'm not trying to pick on the Biden administration or anybody, but the bottom line is the money printing is here. We don't see any end to it. I parsed Janet Yellen's statements very carefully. She's trying to figure out how to deal with it. She's a very smart lady. And the Treasury Secretary is actually on top of the Fed. You know, she was Fed Chairman before. So I think it'll be interesting to see how we respond. But the U.S. cannot afford higher interest rates because we have a big deficit. It's as simple as that. So this low interest rate environment obviously creates a huge boom for real estate. You've already seen that in most residential real estate around the country. It's very good for the stock market long term. All these people that say markets are overvalued and everything aren't looking at it versus interest rates, okay? Yeah, when earnings go up, markets go up. And I just think we have to let the earnings come out and we'll sort everything out. So earnings season is a time to fine-tune our portfolios. But I plead with everyone, don't get flushed out just before earnings come out. So my earnings are starting today. I had one big one last week. And I'm going to have a lot more this week and the next 3 weeks. So let's just let all the earnings come out. We'll sort everything out. And we'll fine-tune things. And by and large, I do expect most of my stocks to continue to guide higher. So don't let the world's paranoia scare you. You know, the market is a manic crowd. If we behave like a manic crowd, we'll always be last in, last out. So let the crowd freak out and do its thing, and then we'll just step in and go bargain hunting and prosper when everyone else is worried. Again, the world might be worried about COVID-19 and the Delta variant, but the U.S. is going to be a lot more resilient. Now, one other thing I need to mention. The COVID cases in America obviously are rising, okay, but the deaths are not. Okay, the deaths are actually very, very low. So when healthy people or young people get COVID, you know, you start to approach this thing called herd immunity. And I know a lot of people are worried they're going to have to get a third shot, okay? We'll see what happens, okay? But the bottom line is, you know, in the United States, we're much better positioned than the rest of the world thanks to the aggressive vaccinations that are available and are still available for almost everyone. So the death rate is unbelievably low. They don't even talk about that, okay? You know, I know our Surgeon General was on all the Sunday shows talking about it, but, you know, when his family died from COVID, most of that was outside of America. So we're in better shape here, so let's just continue to grow and prosper. Let's not let the paranoia around the world scare us. The bottom line is the U.S. is an oasis. The stock market's an oasis. Your residential real estate is an oasis. And let's enjoy earnings season because it starts today for a lot of our stocks, and it's going to be hot and heavy for the next 2 to 3 weeks. Take care, everybody. It's Louis Navalier. Hang in there. I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions.